Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome. Sit back and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, everyone. This is Vicki Winterton, and I'm thrilled today because with us we have Susie Briscoe. She's not only the most phenomenal coach living in the UK and coaching people all over the world, but she's also a prolific writer. And we're going to be talking today about her new bestseller, Ascension to Legacy, How to Live Your Legacy in Your Lifetime. Susie, welcome. Thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me, and thank you for that lovely introduction, Vicki. It's always great talking with you.
So tell everyone a little bit about your background and how you came to coaching.
Well, I was on the wrong time clock. It was quite extraordinary, really, to say that. But I'd been over in India with a girlfriend. We'd been doing a recce to see if we could do what the Indian colleges were doing, educating at a senior level, if we could take that over to Kenya, where we were working with some schools and colleges there. And so I was on the wrong time clock, and I woke up at 2 a.m. I put on the television wanting some kind of silly noise, just a sort of white noise to keep me going, as it were, and expecting a drama mystery or something. And I got Open University, which was far too highbrow for what I was looking for. But I was captured because of the speaker, and it was Roz Taylor, and she works with people out of her own home, helping them build their confidence. Wow, what a wonderful thing to do, to be able to help people. I stayed on for 4 hours of her one-hour schooling, and I got every book that she'd written for the BBC, which was the station I was on, by 9 o'clock in the morning. And I was in touch with her, having a conversation with her at 9:30 a.m., which wasn't bad going, really, sort of 6.5 hours after I first heard of her. Then I told my daughter that I wished that I'd taken that as a career move, to go down that path of helping people in a more constructive way, to have had the training. And she said, well, you can still do that now, Mummy. And I thought, well, I don't think I can. I haven't got enough time to get the educational part of it done under my belt, let alone get to the level that Roz is at, being able to work from her own home one-on-one or in groups and lecturing for the BBC Open University. Anyway, she followed up and she told me about a coaching college. And I wasn't looking for it, but because she'd taken the trouble to actually find it for me, I went on and had a look at it. And they had an open day the following Sunday, as it happened. And I thought, oh, that's interesting. And it was in London at the Women's University Club in Mayfair. Well, I like Mayfair. It's a wonderful part of London. And I haven't ever been to the Women's University Club. So on the strength of both of those, I decided to go along and see what was going on there. And I was so impressed that I immediately signed up for the coaching course. And I then went on to do mentoring. So I'm a qualified coach, I'm a qualified business coach, qualified mentor, and a qualified supervisor of other professional coaches. So it's quite a mouthful, but it was a wonderful opportunity, and I'm so grateful that Lara took the time to find it for me. It opened up a completely new avenue for me to think about, and I've loved every minute of it.
This is so wonderful. So Susie, I know that the book that you just released that went bestseller is second book in a series, and you're all about legacy. So tell us a little bit about what drew you to write your latest book.
I wanted to do a second book. The first book, I'd always wanted to write a book, and I gradually got my confidence. I must go back to the beginning, Vicky, with you, because you are the one who gave me that confidence to be able to put 75 words down on a page. And that was when you asked for authors or would-be authors to just write 75 words with their name and a bit about themselves and a website. It was so daunting to think of going public with my thoughts, but that just doing 75 words gave me the confidence to actually go into print and be one of your authors. And then after that, I did a chapter because you were looking for people to do chapters. And because it was all so gradual, it didn't feel too bad to go into writing a book. And I gave myself permission to write my first book because I dedicated it to my late husband. There just seemed to be more to say. And I said to you, so that I wouldn't lose heart or confidence or whatever, I said to you that I was going to say I was doing a second book at the end of my first book. So therefore, I'd taken that commitment with you. I just wanted to write going forward from that. And to start with, I thought it was just going to be a workbook, but it evolved in its own way, just as the first book did, actually. It started out as a workbook, but I very soon realized that I wanted it to be a dedication to the people that have gone before us, all of those wonderful people going back millions of years, right back to the sand bushmen, if you will, who were over in Africa, and they actually migrated, I did the research, into Armenia, and to other people around the world, people who we were standing on their shoulders. So it was to take a look at how we were standing on the shoulders of those other giants that have gone before us. And then I started looking at the people who were alive today, who I thought would leaving a legacy of their own. Legacy in my interpretation of it. And I think I need to be clear about that, because it's about living your legacy as you walk through each day of your life. I'm not asking anybody to do anything extra special. We are all leaving our own unique legacy. And some people, and I'm thinking of presidents and world leaders generally, but they have a library named after them. They have an airport maybe named after them and other various large buildings or cities or roads or whatever. But we ordinary people, and I use that term very advisedly, everybody is really ordinary. Nobody is extraordinary other than in what they do in their own unique life. So I hope that makes sense. And it was because of that that I decided I wanted to take it forward. And then I decided I would look to the future a little bit. I only chose four young people that I felt would be taking it forward. So the book comprises of people that have gone before us and have died, leaving a legacy, all in my humble opinion. Other people will choose different people, I'm quite certain. And then the people who are alive today, and then the people who are coming to leave a legacy, they're showing such promise that I believe they will be iconic and will leave a legacy of their own that will be worth remembering.
Wow, that is so wonderful. And the book is absolutely wonderful. So tell us a little bit about your definition of legacy. What does that look like?
I suddenly realized that I was leaving my own legacy. I was asking a girlfriend what her legacy would be, and she said she thought it was rather presumptuous to presume that you would leave a legacy of your own. And so I had to go on and explain to her that in my eyes, it's just doing what we ordinarily do in our day. It's the essence of ourselves that we leave to be either discovered or found in some way for the future generations. And if it's only family, which a lot of people, it will be family. I know I treasure the legacy my grandparents left me, always quoting Gracie. She was a real character. She was born in 1884 and she died in the 60s. And so she was Victorian in essence, but she lived through two world wars. And her first husband was claimed by the First World War, not by actually fighting in it, but years afterwards, the post-traumatic stress disorder that followed, that nobody really understood in that day. I'm forever looking to her and quoting her, amongst other family members, of course. I just feel that we all could do well by looking back to see where we've come from. If we're driving a car, we need the rearview mirror and the side mirrors, left and right, so that we have a spatial awareness of where we are on the road. And I think it's equally important to have that same kind of awareness to our own lives. So, of course, the windscreen of the car is so much bigger and brighter, and it's going forward, which is the direction that we're moving in. But it's so important to know how we came to be where we are. And that is really what drives me with my own idea of legacy and heritage. I think heritage is a very rich word, and we all have our own heritage. Even if it's just known to the family, it still is a family legacy. My ancestor, going back several hundreds of years, was born up in the north of England, Mask-on-Sea, a tiny little village. I don't know whether it still is, but it was then. And had he not decided to go across England and south towards Shrewsbury and then down to London, I would still be running around up in the north of England. So we do owe a lot to the people that have come before us. And it's just acknowledging that and seeing how we've come to be where we are. I hope that makes sense, Vicky.
Oh, it does. Absolutely. So, Susie, what advice would you have for someone who would like to sort of define their legacy and start living it? Would be your top tips?
Well, I think just carry on as you are, being yourself. This is what my girlfriend didn't realize. I'm not suggesting that you go and do something entirely out of your character or out of your nature. I'm just asking that you live the best life that you can, to be the best version of yourself that you can. And it will naturally happen. If you're doing the best you can in your own life, your legacy will naturally fall out of that. When I'm working with clients, I tend to go through a values elicitation with them. And that always produces values that they can build on in terms of a career or a change in direction in their life. Sometimes people striven really hard to get to the top of what they consider to be the most important part of their life, only to discover when they get there, there's nothing there. Is that really all that they were interested in achieving? And they could have put the ladder on the wrong wall so that they're looking at something that no longer interests them. It was important to start with, maybe, but not anymore. And they have all the toy boy tools, for example, or the girl tools, but nothing is of any relevance to them. They've grown beyond that and are looking for something of a more lasting nature. And I think that's when we start discovering what's really important to us and how we can continue from that moment forward.
Wonderful. Susie, when you look at the idea of legacy, everyone's personal legacy having an impact on the world, how does that feel to you? What is your perception of legacy when you look at it more in a global perspective?
It's utterly, utterly amazing. It's like going back to the founding fathers of America. Had they not had the courage to get on the boat and sail across the sea in those very unpredictable times when they didn't know where they were going to, or, you know, the other side of where they dragged on the edge of the map of the known world. They just had, there'd be dragons over there. So they were amazing in having the courage to move forward like that. And each of us, in our own small ways, does exactly the same thing. We move forward in a way that will help our family. I've never met anybody yet who doesn't want the world to improve for their children or relatives. They want the world to become a nicer, warmer, happier place. And especially after last century's wars. I know we still are warring. I don't think there's been a day in the world there hasn't been a war, unfortunately. But we're looking to live a kinder life and not be so warlike, and to be more open to other people's ideas and religions and everything like that. I believe that actually we are all the same under one God, whoever that God might be. Might call it by different names, but that is the tenet of what I believe. It's source more than anything.
That's so beautiful, Susie. So what do you hope people will take away from reading the book, Ascension to Legacy?
Well, I hope they'll be interested in the concept to start with. That would be awesome. And I hope that they will be interested in the people that I've selected. Now, it's a very subjective list. I mean, I've included Boudicca, who was the queen of the Iceni's back in the, God knows how long ago, ages. There's a statue of her on the embankment just outside the Houses of Parliament. And she was a queen of a very ancient England. So I included her, but how many people outside of England would actually know of her? So I want people to really start thinking of who their own people might be that they would put into a book were they to write one. And also, I've put a workbook alongside it, because by the time I'd finished, I'd nearly got 1,000 pages. And I just thought to myself, Vicky is going to kill me if I send her 1,000 pages for my book. She is going to kill me. So I had to take a lot of the original ideas, the people, out of it and put them into a workbook. So the research wasn't wasted, and it's still available if people want to look into more of the people that I was considering were worth noting as having left a legacy. My idea is really to trigger other people to think about who would be important to them in their world, and also to think of the future. I had 4 people that I chose for my future. They were all young people. And they've all done quite amazing things already in their life. Amanda Gorman was the one who read at the inauguration of the last president. I thought she is an awesome personality. And already, despite being so young, she's set her sights. She's a poet. She's known for poetry. But she's also set her sights on becoming a president of the United States of America. So she obviously has ideas about how she wants the world to develop and grow. Having read her poetry, I believe that it would be beneficial for her to have that post. I'm not American, so what do I know? But I'm just saying to have her in a post around the world that would be leading us forward. And there have been other people. There's a young boy who was interested in providing a village in Africa with drinking water. And he went on to provide a well. And he's now formed a company about that. He is CEO of that company, and he's still only in his early 20s. There's another young man who is clearing the oceans from plastic. He's developed a way to pull the plastic all together. It's like having an arm going out across the ocean, and it's collecting the plastic and pulling it together so that it can be removed and dealt with and treated in an appropriate way. Obviously, there's Greta. Who could forget Greta? Because she is such a warrior with the climate change. And obviously, she is one of the most important people to include in looking to the future, in my opinion. I would really be happy to have people, having read my book, get in touch with me and offer me their own suggestions to see who they think could be included, and maybe even to write another book. Come to you, Vicky, and they can get it published.
That is so lovely. Susie, well, I know your book, Ascension to Legacy, How to Live Your Legacy in Your Lifetime, can be found on Amazon. But is there a website where people can go to connect with you and do just that?
Yes, absolutely. If they find me at acercoachingassociates.com, Acer as in the tree, A-C-E-R, and I would be delighted to hear them. But of course, I'm on LinkedIn, linkedin.com/IN/ Susie Briscoe, spelt with an S-I-E at the end. I would just be so happy for people to get in touch. I'd love that. And to give me feedback.
Beautiful, Susie. Thank you so much for being with us today. It's always lovely spending time with you, and we love it when you bring out new creative projects because they're always amazing.
Thank you so much. It's a joy speaking to you, Vicky, always. Thank you.
For those of you who would like to learn more about Expert Insights, our best-selling books, award-winning magazines, our global broadcasts and communities, you can find us at mybookmybiz.com. That's M-Y-B-O-O-K-M-Y-B-I-Z.com. And everyone have a wonderful week.